delivering me. Yes. When I get to the next trial, tribulation, temptation, or test, he's going to deliver me from that. Yes. And whatever comes after that, and whatever comes after that, I just shout because I'm a delivered soul.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, James Broadnax, senior pastor of the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located right here at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Well, I want to give you a personal invite to meet us every Sunday morning. We are here in a divine worship service. Yes, I believe with all of my heart, all of my soul, and all of my mind that this is no accident nor coincidence that you're listening to the sound of my voice right now. I believe that this is divine appointment. And I want you to meet us in that prayer meeting tonight at 6:30 p.m. tonight. We are going in prayer. And you know, the strongest action that any person can take in any situation is to pray. Yes, beloved child of God, prayer is where the action is. Prayer can go where you can't go. Prayer can touch things that you cannot touch with your physical hands. Prayer can unlock locks, and you don't even have to have a key. Well, come on, Peter, and testify. And Peter will tell you, I was locked behind prison bars, shackled down hand and feet. But God dispatched an angel from heaven. And that angel hit Peter and said, get up, it's time to get up out of here. And when that angel of the Lord touched him, all of the shackles fell from his hands and feet. And they began to walk out of those jail cells and from one door to another door. And the doors just began to swing open. And they did not need a key. And when Peter got to the main gates of the city, he thought he was dreaming. He thought it was a vision. And then the angel left him. And Peter said, God, send his angel and delivered me. You see, prayer can unlock some locks. And you don't even have to have the key. So I want you to make sure that you meet us here tonight in this powerful blessing prayer meeting. Yes, the intercessors will be gathering here during that 6:30 p.m. hour tonight. Right after the prayer, we're going to go into that biblical blessing Bible study. And we're going to continue to teach the word of faith. Lives are being changed. God is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health. Blessings of success. And blessings of prosperity. You see, I believe the word of God. When God said in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. Well, I believe that word of God. When Jesus said in St. John 10:10, I am come that you have life and that you have it more abundantly. That means a full life, you know. So when I think about it and I look back in the days of old, when God raised up a Moses, and raised him there up in Egypt in Pharaoh's house. And then God brought him out of Egypt for a little while. And then God sent him back into Egypt with a word of blessing in his mouth. With a word of prosperity in his mouth for God's people. And I believe God ordered my steps back here to Alexandria with a word of blessing in my mouth for you, with a word of prosperity in my mouth for you. And I believe that with all of my heart, with all of my soul, and with all of my mind. Think about this. They was in bondage. They was in slavery. But Moses came back with that word of prosperity in his mouth, and he began to preach, oh, glory to God. And he began to tell them that God said, he's going to bring y'all out, and he's going to bring y'all into a land that is flowing with milk and honey. Other words, a place of blessings. Now, I want you to check this out right here. Now, God set that blessing before them, but they had to get up and go after what God promised them. You see, you just can't sit there and say, oh, well. No, you got to get up, and you must go after what God promised you, you see. And the word of God lets us know that you must go after what God promised, and you must go after it in faith. With your faith, because all things are possible to him that believe it. What did I say? All things are possible to him that believe it. But now, that God has set before you, you got to get up and you got to go after that promise. It could be healing. It could be deliverance. It could be financial deliverance. Whatever it is, there is a word, there is a promise in this Bible that God promised you he's going to bless you. God promised you he's going to heal you. God promised you he's going to deliver you. Listen to me very carefully. He said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Read that Psalms 107 in verse 20, and God said he sent his word and healed us and healed you and delivered you from all destructions. That's promise. You see, that's promise right there. But now you got to get up and go after that promise with your faith. The word of God says here in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 33. See, that's why it's so good to be in these TNT classes, teaching and training. And that's every Tuesday at 6:30 prayer start, 7 p.m. I'm up and I'm teaching that word of faith. And the word of God says in Hebrews 11:33, who through faith, they subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness. I love this right here. They obtained promises and stopped the mouth of lions. Now, they did all of that through faith, but they had to get up and go after what God promised them. Now, listen to me here. You may be in a place, and there may be lack, there may be shortage. You may not have enough. You may be living from payday to payday. Maybe the payday long man got you caught in an ungodly financial cycle. Let me tell you something here. It don't have to be like that the rest of your life. You see, change start today when you hear the word of faith. You see, change start by you hearing, and faith cometh by you hearing, and faith coming by hearing this word of God. I was reading here in this Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, 2, and 3. I shared this with believers on Sunday. Now, let me tell you something here. You're not just listening to a local ministry. No, we reach us all around the world through television. Weekly, we are on the Word Network. Weekly, we are on Impact Television. Weekly, we are on many, many radio stations across the country, all over Houston, Texas, and Galveston, and all over Louisiana, North Carolina, South Carolina, you see. And we are reaching people and helping people through prayer, through faith, and through prophecy. Every Sunday morning, I teach here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive. And when I finish that service on Sunday morning, and then I'm here in the prayer room ministering to hundreds and thousands of people around the world every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. That's Central, 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific Standard Time. And you will hear people in this chamber calling in from just about every state of the United States of America. We are touching and changing lives every day. People are being saved. People are being healed. People are being delivered. Are you hearing me? There's a group of intercessors every Tuesday through Sunday. They are in this prayer room praying for our nation. I have trained them how to be intercessors, how to be prayer warriors. And they are in the prayer room every Tuesday through Saturday praying for the president, praying for Congress, praying for government, for the governors of every state, praying for the mayors of every city. Let me tell you something, praying for our military. These men and women of God get up and they get into this prayer like they're going to work for FedEx. Let me tell you, I believe this is no accident you're listening to me today. But in this Hebrews chapter 11, this is what the word of God said. Now faith is the substance of things that are hoped for, in the evidence of the things that are not seen. And the word says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Praise God. Verse 3, Hebrews 11 and 3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds, there's a whole lot of stuff out there you don't even know about. It said the worlds was framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. And once you understand the law of faith, the operation of faith, and many of you, you're listening to me right now, oh, you have some faith. You may not be walking in that victorious faith or that great faith or that God kind of faith yet, but you have faith. Because the Bible said God has given to every man, every woman, a measure of faith. But I'm teaching in these classes and these TNT, teaching and training. I'm teaching the people of God that you got to unmute and you got to speak it. That you want to be, to do, and to have in life, you got to learn how to speak it into existence. So understanding this right here. We all have that same spirit of faith.